There are still some around, aren't there? Besides, he's a zombie. If you cut him in half, both bits will sue you. William raised his voice. We can't pay, Mr. Slant.
In that case, exceptory law and practice allows me...
I want to see your charter, Saccharissa snapped. I've known you since we were kids, Ronnie Carney, and you're always up to something.
Good afternoon, Miss Cripslock, said Mr. Slant. As a matter of fact, we thought someone might ask, so I brought the new charter with me. I hope we are all law-abiding here.
Saccharissa snatched the impressive-looking scroll with its large dangling seal and glared at it as if trying to burn the words off the parchment by mere friction of reading.
Oh, she said, it seems to be in order.
Quite so.
Except for the patrician's signature, Saccharissa added, handing back the scroll.
That is a mere formality, my dear.
I'm not your dear, and it's not on there, formal or not, so this isn't legal, is it?
Mr. Slant twitched.
Clearly, we cannot get a signature from a man in prison on a very serious charge, he said.
Aha! That's a wallpaper word, thought William. When people say clearly something, that means there's a huge crack in their argument and they know things aren't clear at all. Then who is running the city, he said.
I don't know, said Mr. Slant. That is not my concern.
Mr. Goodmountain, said William. Large type, please.
Got you,
said the dwarf. His hand hovered over a fresh case. In caps, size to fit. Who runs Ankh Morpork? Said William. Now into body type, upper and lower case, across two columns. Who is governing the city while Lord Vetinari is imprisoned? Asked for an opinion today, a leading legal figure said he did not know and it was no concern of his. Mr. Slant of the Lawyers Guild went on to say,
You can't put that in your newspaper,
barked Slant. Set that directly, please, Mr. Goodmountain.
Setting it already,
said the dwarf, the leaden slugs clicking into place. Out of the corner of his eye, William saw Otto emerging from the cellar and looking puzzled at the noise. Mr. Slant went on to say, said William, glaring at the lawyer.
You will find it very hard to print that, said Mr. Carney, ignoring the lawyer's frantic hand signals, with no damn prayers.
Was the view of Mr. Carney of the Guild of Engravers, spelled with an E before the Y, said William, who earlier today tried to put the Times out of business by means of an illegal document. William realised that although his mouth felt full of acid, he was enjoying this immensely. Asked for his opinion of this flagrant abuse of the city laws, Mr. Slant said,
Stop taking down everything we say,
yelled Slant. Full caps for the whole sentence, please, Mr. Goodmountain. The trolls and the dwarfs were staring at William and the lawyer. They understood that a fight was going on, but they couldn't see any blood. And when you're ready, Otto, said William, turning around.
If the dwarfs would just close up a bit more, said Otto,
squinting into the iconograph.
Oh, that's good. Let's see the light gleam on those big choppers. Trolls, please wave your fists, that's right. Big smile, everyone.
It is amazing how people will obey a man pointing a lens at them. They'll come to their senses in a fraction of a second. That's all he needs. Click. Woomph. William reached the falling iconograph just ahead of Mr. Slant, who could move very fast for a man with no apparent knees.
It's ours, he said,
holding it firmly, while the dust of Otto Hreek settled around them.
What are you intending to do with this picture?
I don't have to tell you. This is our workshop. We didn't ask you to come here.
But I am here on legal business.
Then it can't be wrong to take a picture of you, can it? Said William. But if you think differently, then I will of course be happy to quote you. Slant glared at him, and then marched back to the group by the door. William heard him say,
It is my considered legal opinion that we leave at this juncture.
But you said you could... Carney began, glaring at William.
My very considered opinion, said Mr. Slant again, is that we go right now in silence.
But you said...
In silence, I suggest...
They left. There was a group sigh of relief from the dwarfs and a replacement of axes.
You want me to set this properly?